February is National Gum Disease Month, and it's no coincidence that it's also National Heart Month. Here to talk about that connection is our guest, Dr. Sarah Botin. Thank you for joining us, Doctor.
Thank you.
Doctor, this link between gum disease and heart disease is real, isn't it?
It certainly is. Studies show that there's one of the worst pathogens in periodontal disease is called P. gingivalis. And everyone who has heart disease has gum disease. And gum disease is a risk factor for heart disease. And it's not guaranteed that you'll get heart disease if you have gum disease, because the Surgeon General says that 85% of adults do have gum disease. So it's the health of your whole body, especially the health of your mouth, and it behooves you to find out if you have it and have it treated by a dentist if you do.
Now, I heard that something like 85% of Americans don't know they have gum disease. How could someone not know that?
Well, until it's quite advanced, there aren't a lot of factors that the patients notice. People think that bleeding gums are normal, and they're not. Anywhere in your body that is bleeding is not normal. That's inflammation, and chronic inflammation is bad for you. So if you have bleeding gums or if you have bad breath, then you might have gum disease. But in the end stages of gum disease, the teeth become loose, and then people become really aware of it. But in the early stages, people don't notice it so much because it's usually painless.
Now, Dr. Broughton, is gum disease curable, and how do you know you're cured?
Well, gum disease is chronic, so it's not completely curable, but you can heal from it. And you basically, for a dentist to tell that you have gum disease, they check the bone level with x-rays or radiographs, and they also measure underneath the gums the little tiny ruler called a probe. So to find out if you've healed from gum disease, you have to have the dentist check it and tell you. You can also tell if the gums are nice and light pink, but you really do need to see your dentist to find out for sure.
Well, I guess I should have started by asking what is gum disease and what is happening in your mouth when you're having gum disease?
Gum disease, as we said before, is very common in adults. And the outcome of it is that you lose your teeth. And that's because that the teeth and the gums are a very unique part of the body, where the teeth are attached to the bone, your jawbone, and the mouth is a very bacteria, very germy part of the body. And the gums in health act as a gasket, preventing those germs from getting around the attachment of the gums to the root of the tooth, and then also the bone, and then also your whole body. That bacteria, if the gasket is compromised, if the gums are not healthy, that bacteria can get into your whole system, into your blood system, and affect your whole body, affect the health of your whole body. So gum disease, as far as the teeth are concerned, if it's left untreated, you end up losing your teeth. But there are other health issues that can be affected as well. As we said, heart disease, but also it affects low birth weight babies and other systemic diseases such as diabetes and arthritis and all kinds of other diseases in the body.
So I'm assuming that obviously gum disease is preventable.
Well, honestly, it's not completely preventable. It's treatable, but it's not preventable. There are genetic factors, and like I said, almost everyone gets it, so it's not completely preventable.
So once you have gum disease, what happens? Is there a way to reverse this?
Luckily, there is. With traditional gum therapy, we're telling people forever that we couldn't really, that you couldn't get healing, that all we could hope would be to stop the gum disease and maintain the status quo. But there's a procedure that's been around called LINAP, laser assisted new attachment procedure, which is a laser microsurgery, which sets things up in the mouth so it can actually heal. Whenever there is an infection in the body, what the body requires for healing is to remove the infection and remove the diseased tissue and then allow a clot to form and then the body heals. In the mouth, it was hard to do that because it's so bacteria-ridden and because of the saliva and the moisture. But the laser allows things to be set up just so that the body can heal. So we're seeing amazing results, and it's really exciting with this procedure called LINAP.
Well, Doctor, I'm going to be a little critical because I haven't seen anything that isn't short of literally pulling back the gums and having surgery.
Well, with Linap, since it's a microsurgery, you're really not pulling the gums back. The laser light is able to distinguish between the unhealthy tissue and the healthy tissue. With traditional scalp surgery, it is pretty amputative. You have to pull back the gums, as you said. But the laser, is the fiber, is the width of three hairs, and it's able to be put in the pocket, and the laser light ablates or causes the unhealthy tissue to pop. So you don't have to do the flapping you described.
Right. Well, let me ask you then the next question. It sounds expensive.
Well, it depends what expensive is. Dentistry in general is expensive, unfortunately. But you can have the whole mouth done. Let's say if you had to lose a tooth and have a bone graft and have an implant put in, that's treating one tooth, right?
Right.
With Linap, you can treat the whole mouth for about that same cost as treating one tooth with an implant and a bone graft.
Is there any procedure that can actually grow the gums back to help solidify your teeth?
Yes. There have been two human histology studies that have been completed that show that, yes, you actually do get true healing. The bone grows back, and the tissue grows back.
Now, I know there are millions of Americans, and I can relate to this, that would rather suffer with the pain than go through those procedures. What advice do you have for someone who would, quote Carly Simon, hasn't got time for the pain?
Actually, and I've heard that for years. For years I've been sending, before this procedure, I sent people for the traditional pocket elimination surgery that you described, where you have to flap with a scalpel. And you're right, that's a very painful procedure. And my patients would come back and say, just what you said, you know what? I had one part of my mouth done, and I'd rather lose my teeth than go through that again. But the exciting thing is that the laser also takes care of pain. So it's a very, I can't say completely painless, but patients have told me that it's less pain than when they have a deep cleaning. So it's not a painful procedure. It's really exciting. I've had it done myself.
So obviously the best advice is to check with your dentist. Are you able to tell if gum disease is affecting other parts of your body, or is it just it's a given that if you have gum disease, there's a good chance that bacteria is traveling through other parts of your body?
Yes, it's not only a good chance, it's proven that it is traveling through different parts of your body. So especially if you have any other health issues like diabetes or heart problems or high blood pressure, then you're more, it goes both ways. The immune system can only handle so much. So when you have something else going on, even I'll tell you, even if you have a cold, your gum disease will become active. Does that make sense?
Well, explain that. What do you mean?
Well, when my patients come in and I check their gums, sometimes it's more healthy than others. Like sometimes I get bleeding when I'm checking their gums. So that's inflammation that indicates that the bacteria is getting a hold on the gum disease and winning. It's a battle, basically, between your immune system and the bacteria that's causing the gum disease. So when someone has a lot of even stress in their life or an illness, when they come in and I check for their gum disease will be active at that appointment. So it really, everything affects everything else in the body.
What else would you like for people to know about gum disease?
I think you hit on the two things that keep people away from having the care that they need. One is fear, and the other is money. And so I would say go and see a dentist, at least get past your fear and find out what they offer. I would look for a dentist that offers Linap because it is really an exciting procedure. In my career, I've been a dentist for 28 years. In my opinion, it's the most exciting procedure technology that's been added to our profession because healing is an exciting thing. So I would say just get past your fear, just find out what's out there. Look for a dentist with Linap and research it and find out the cost. And if it's too expensive, maybe there are payments. I would say at least research it because for most people, saving their teeth is high on their priority list. When I ask everyone, I say, what is your long-term goal? And they say, I want to keep my teeth and I want to keep them healthy.
Well, doctor, I want to thank you for helping us get the facts about gum disease and gum disease treatment options. I appreciate that. Thank you for your time. And again, great job.
Thank you so much. I sure hope it helps.